Welcome to my video, Chuck Holmes, independent affiliate with LiveGood. What I want to do today is educate you about the company's forced matrix. This is something a lot of people get confused about, so let's just get into it and keep it simple. We have a 2x12 matrix, which means there's two spots directly under you, four spots under them, eight spots under them, and every level basically doubles. Each person in the company has their own matrix, and they're also part of someone else's matrix. So if I enroll you, you have your own matrix and you're part of my matrix, just like I have my own matrix and I'm part of my enroller's matrix. People are placed in their enroller's matrix. It has nothing to do with the power line. So it's really important to understand that. This is what happens. We work on a calendar week from Friday to Thursday in LiveGood. So the new week starts every Friday at 12:01 a.m. and it ends Thursday at 11:59 p.m. Everyone who joins LiveGood during those 7 days is placed in the company's holding tank. Hopefully that makes sense to people. So let's say 100 people joined that week, and we all know a lot more people join than that, but I'm trying to keep it simple. So let's just say 100 people joined. This is what's going to happen. On Friday, the first out of those 100 people that joined, on Friday, when people are emptied out of the holding tank, the computer program is going to go to the first person that joined that week. It's going to say, who is that person's enroller? And it's going to put them in their enroller's first open position. It might be directly under them on that first level. It might be on the 10th level. It just depends how many people they already have under them. What it's going to do next, it's going to go to the second person who joined that week. It's going to say, who is this person's enroller? Where is the first open spot in their matrix? If it's on the third level, the first spot, they're going to go on the third level in the first spot. It then goes to the third person. It would repeat this process with all 100 people. So what you need to understand, it goes in chronological order based on when people upgraded their account during the past 7 days. And then it always looks at the enroller's matrix. So if those 100 people all have a different enroller, then they're all going to get placed in different positions. So let's say Jimmy enrolled two people this week. The first person that he enrolled that upgraded that week, whoever upgraded first, they're going to be placed first in the matrix. Then the second person is going to be placed in the matrix, but it doesn't mean it's going to go under the first person who is placed in the matrix. It's going to go in Jimmy's first open spot. And that's what you need to understand. There's no way for someone to rig the system. Your sponsor does not place people manually. It's all done by the computer. It's done very quickly. It's seamless. And it repeats this process all in chronological order based on when people upgraded for the week. And then it looks at each person's enroller's matrix and puts them in the first open spot. So once you understand this, it makes understanding the matrix a lot easier. For example, if 1,000 people upgraded this week and you were the first one out of that 1,000 people that upgraded, it doesn't mean those 1,000 people are all going under you. In fact, none of them might go under you. It just depends on each person's enroller and where their first open spot is in the matrix. So understand this, teach this so people have realistic expectations. Teach this so people understand it and they can teach their people. I hope you got some value from this. If you did, if you could like, comment, share, and subscribe, I would really appreciate that. If you could check out the links and the websites in the description box below this video, that will help out our channel as well. I post a new video every day, so please check back often. And with that, thank you for watching. Have a fantastic day.